Hey, beautiful, and welcome back to Gems Podcast. I'm so grateful that you have decided to listen in to another segment. With me today in the hot seat is my fabulous guest, Tracy Neal, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about who Tracy is before we dive into this powerful conversation. Tracy Neal is a spoken word artist listed on Poets and Writers and resides in Columbia, South Carolina. She is featured in the New York Times, Mahogany, Hallmark Writing Community, Sheen Magazine, and many other media publications. She is the 2023 second place poetry winner of the National Career Development Association, the 2023 second place winner of the South Carolina Career Development Association, the 2022 third place poetry winner in the Global Arts and Poetry Competition for the United Kingdom Thessalemia Society, and the 2021 second place winner of the Virtual Poetry Slam, taking it global in Toronto, Canada. Woohoo! Neal uses her poetry platform to help bring awareness to nonprofits in need worldwide. And that's just a little bit about Tracy. But what we're going to do today is dive into more of who Tracy is. But before we do, I want you to have the opportunity to connect with her in a fun and personal manner. So Tracy, I like to play two games, and I want you to decide which one works for you. We could either do a rapid fire 10 question game, emphasis on rapid fire, or an icebreaker. What are you in the mood for?
Let's try the rapid fire.
Okay, y'all. We're playing rapid fire. We're playing rapid fire with Tracy and Genesis. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Question number one. What is one word to describe you?
Energetic.
Question two. Favorite color?
Red.
Question three. If you had the opportunity to trade places with anyone for 24 to 72 hours, would you trade places or remain yourself?
Remain myself.
Question four. When you think about poetry, what's one thing that ignites you every time?
Being vulnerable.
Question five. With all the accolades you have achieved so far, what is the most rewarding one?
The one for the United Kingdom, because it was something I wasn't aware of, like the blood issue that goes on with kids. So that meant a lot to me.
I like that. Question six. What does it mean for you to showcase your work in a vulnerable state with people who may not necessarily connect with you?
It means a lot because I feel like it opens the door for questions and answers, you know, curiosity. It makes people think. So even if you don't necessarily agree with what I'm saying, it's going to make you think.
I love that. Question seven. If you had the opportunity to travel to any place and money was no option, where would you be headed?
Spain.
Question eight. What is your favorite cuisine or meal to cook?
I like pasta. So like shrimp Alfredo, I like to cook that. And I'll make it myself, like the Alfredo myself. I like that.
I like that. Question nine. Are you originally from South Carolina?
Yes.
And question 10, it is our pass or play question, and here are the rules. If you pass, our roles are reversed, and you could ask me any question. If you choose to play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So are we passing or playing?
Playing.
Okay, last question. I know that you're married. I don't know that much about you. So what is one piece of marital advice you would give to either a new or seasoned couple?
Keep the lines of communication open. Communication is key. You can't assume that someone understands what you're thinking. So you have to talk it out.
So true, y'all. So true. And thank you, Tracy, for playing rapid fire. I hope you have learned a little bit more about Tracy in a fun and personal way. Now, don't be all up in her business. She will share what she wants to share. Let's be respectful there. So, Tracy, I know you have no social media or whatnot, but some of the topics that we could dive into is like life lessons from challenging life experiences that you have had to overcome. And the reason why I say that as a whole is because I feel like in life, so many of us have overcome challenges, and those challenges has made us who each one of us are individually. Whenever you get a perspective on it and you realize that the challenge didn't necessarily happen to you, but it happened for you to grow, whether it was mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. So I want to start there as an overarching theme, but then we're going to dive in, because I always believe in just going below the surface level, because if you stay at the surface, you're only going to get what people give you. But if you really go deep diving, you could get a little bit more without being nosy per se. Are you vibing with me there?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So I want you to start with finding your voice to stand out, because each one of us has a voice that is unique to us. Tracy, no one else has Tracy Neal's voice. No one else has Genesis Amaris Kemp's voice. So how did you find your voice to stand out?
I found my voice to stand out because I learned the value of accepting who I am. Like, everybody's not going to like my writing style or what I present to the table, but if I'm secure in myself, then that's going to draw the right people into my circle.
That is so, so true, y'all. I got choked up there for a minute because I did a segment that you listened to, Tracy, and I said, you're not everyone's cup of tea, because so many times we as individuals, we can get conditioned by societal norms and we want to adapt to everyone and fit in, when in actuality, we're not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. And the minute that you try to assume the responsibilities or get in line with someone else and try to be a carbon copy, you lose a sense of who you are and you diminish your voice and the power of you, when in actuality, you were created uniquely for a purpose and you have an amazing mission. So I love that how you said just finding your voice and how you found your personal voice, because not everyone's going to like your poetry style. Not everyone's going to like your writing style, but you're still going to do poetry. You're still going to speak. You're going to have eloquent poise, and you're going to be Tracy Neal, because that is who God created you to be, the universe, or whatever you choose to believe in. And that is okay. So I want you to talk to the audience here, and I want you to help them identify how they can find their voice, because you may not know what your voice is. You may not know truly who you are internally, because so many external factors have been vying for you.
Sometimes it may take you isolating yourself a little bit, and I'm not saying like isolating yourself from the world, but just removing distractions from your life. Like for me, the distraction was social media. You know, I felt like I was being bombarded when I was on social media. I got off in 2021, like October 2021, and I felt bombarded because it was like people are so critical, and you can get so caught up into that criticism that you lose yourself. You lose the essence of who you really are. And it's like, once I got off, I had more of a clearer mind to write how I want to write and what gives me joy and peace. So I would definitely say, and it doesn't have to be social media, but whatever you might feel like is a distraction in your life, you know, you may have to get rid of it to just have a clearer mind.
I like that. So you pretty much went through the pruning process. Your pruning process was getting rid of social media to gain clarity and refocus. And you didn't really need the criticism or whatnot, because you didn't want to second guess or whatnot. And you didn't want all the chatter. So for those of you who may not be a social media vice, it could be negative people in your circle, people who are not adding value to you, people who are not lifting you up. And that could be family members, friends, associates, and et cetera, because not everyone is going to have the same dream and vision that you have, because it wasn't placed inside of them. It was placed inside of you. It could also be, you know, you dedicating your time to too many resources that you're spread too thin, and then you lose that clarity and that drive because you're trying to please everybody. But if you please everybody, you please no one, and you don't please who you are because you're not really satisfied in yourself because everyone is spying for you. Time is precious commodity, and you can never get time back, no matter how bad we want it. And it's hard. And I would say here, Tracy, and agree, you could either agree or disagree. I would say one of the things to help you too is to solidify this is setting up boundaries and making sure those boundaries are set for you, but also those who are important to you in your life. So you can have that clear line and that could be communicated across. Would you agree with that sentiment, Tracy?
Oh, yes. I don't say yes to everything.
It's so easy to say no, but hard to say yes. But when you think about saying yes, you ask yourself, what is your return on investment? I love that. And another thing I really like about you, Tracy, is you're a writer similar to me. I've written a few poetry, not like as many as you have, but I actually have a book out called Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace. And the name, people are like, why Chocolate Drop in Corporate America? And you know, people are going to shoot their slugs or whatnot. But then I'm like, well, why not? I am chocolate. I work in corporate America. I didn't want to say Hershey Kiss because I didn't want to be sued by the Hershey company. And I wanted to put out something that was catching for the audience to take a double look, but I also wanted to create a narrative that we need to do more about diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And it's not just to check the box, but to really open up a conversation to be holistic on all platforms, no matter where you come from, what you look like, and to just really talk about experiences, because my experiences are real to me. They may not necessarily happen to you, but we can have a conversation about it in a adult way, to see how do I feel, how do you feel, and et cetera, and then move on. Would you say that your poetry, Tracy, and your writing opens up conversations?
Definitely. Yes.
So can you, I don't know if you want to do one on air live. Do you want to read a poem that you have written, or do you want to talk about one that has really embarked your journey and has opened up a lot of conversations?
I can do a poem. I call this one my freebie.
Okay.
Because at this point, I charge.
Okay.
But basically, I love this poem because I wrote it when I was in high school. And like I started performing when I was 14. So it's like I knew what I really wanted to do. But again, hearing those voices, you know, people in your circle thinking that that's not going to work, you shouldn't do that and stuff, can really have an effect on you. And for me, it was me doing a career that I was good at, but not necessarily what I really wanted to do. So this poem is called Hiding Behind the Corner. I used to be the girl hiding behind the corner. I felt like a loner. Yet even when I cried, I thought I had died to a world I had to face, but still the people lied. I must admit I couldn't take it. I truly believed I wouldn't make it. Then one day, something inside this vessel said, don't fake it, but break it. So I broke the walls that were tearing me apart and ripping out my heart until the fall I was about to hit came into a line for start. I just kept running since I couldn't stop. I ran like a criminal trying to get away from the cops. I got rid of the haters, the perpetrators, the two faces, and the instigators. I changed my way of thinking and didn't mind blinking. If times were too hard, I wouldn't stack it up with those deck of cards. I became strong and could stand longer, not trying to measure up to a world going under. I gained respect and advanced my intellect to a place I didn't expect. Now I can walk up to a person untimid and shy. I'm a newfound eagle and I'm ready to fly. I have to speak before my spirit leaps with anticipation, determination, imagination, and accepted application. No, I'm not always accepted by those around me, but my soul has light that a blind person can see. I have a voice that needs to be spread in order to have true peace in my head. My spirit creates a difference in the essence of the confident presence I show when I decided not to be led. Thank you.
Wow. Snaps, y'all. Snaps. Dropping bars, Tracy. I love that, because in that piece, I heard power. I got to see a different side of you, audience. I hope you got to see a different side of Tracy, the way that her voice exuberated, the way that she had tone and diction and control, the way that she paused, the way that the words flew together. You felt the power of what was going on in the story that she was narrating. And you went on the journey with Tracy as she talked about overcoming rejection. She found her voice. She talked about freedom, because in running comes freedom. We talked about rising up. We talked about not bowing down. There were so many different things that I got out of that piece in just a short amount of time. But I want you to think about, what did you get out of that piece? Are you able to find your voice in a piece of poem? Are you able to stand up? Are you able to overcome rejection? Are you able to overcome some of the inner demons inside of you, some of the things that are limiting you, some of the fears and et cetera? What are you doing to overcome your blockage? And that blockage could be mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And y'all, I like to tell people, because we're both creative people coming together today, is don't always look to pick our brain, pick a price package, because what we do is very valuable. You know, and we have an important space that what we do, and digital currency is real. If we're doing something that has blessed you, you know, give us a shout out, leave us a review, buy us coffee. I have a buy me coffee link, send a gift card or whatever, just to show that we really spoke something to you and imparted something in you that helped you unlock something inside of you that you didn't know you had. That's what happens when we come together and we create these synergies and we cause a world changing, because each one of us was meant to leave an imprint, and that imprint is to drive an impact for world changers to come. And it should be revolutionary, in my opinion. So Tracy, the reason why I asked you to do that piece is because sometimes people want us to walk it like we talk it. And we're not just doing it just to show people, yeah, this is what I'm doing, and to prove ourselves, but we want a deeper connection, and we want them to get a taste of what it is that we do on a basis, to let them know we are here. And we're not just gonna, you know, pop off or call smoke or whatnot. But what you just did in a short amount of time, imagine them paying to see you live and your poetry and all of that stuff. Imagine how much more substance they could gain from that. And I always believe in just highlighting someone in just a short amount of time to really show people there are so many creatives out here, but if you don't stop to ask a question or you don't go deeper with them, then you're just missing a true connection that you could have with this individual if you were to get more involved in their community and support the work that they're doing. You want to add on there, Tracy?
No, you said a mouthful. That was great.
So I want to ask you a thing. What's one thing that stood out to you about Gem's podcast?
The positivity. I am all about positivity, and I love to hear people's story. You know, everyone has a different story, so that really compelled me. Some people, you know, they focus on the money and, you know, business, but I just love to hear people's story. It's something about a story.
Mm-hmm. Do you think like the stories are the connection parts and the linkage that want you to just dive in more into what they have going on?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So I want to ask you this question here. If you could go back in time to be your younger self, would there be anything that you changed about your literary work, or would you be more as bold and vibrant as you are today?
I wouldn't change anything. And it's funny. I guess as I get older, I've become, you know, more secure in like everything happens for a reason. So my poetry changed, you know, as I got older, especially like coming back into poetry. I'm a rhyming poet, but written poetry, you know, that's not very popular. So it's like I had to learn how to distinguish between the spoken word. So I can rhyme in spoken word, but written, I had to learn how to still give that grit and that power even in the written form. So it's like I learned how to sink or swim, which was different than when I was a kid, because I just had the passion for it. But, you know, you have to make adjustments and stuff. So
I really, really like that. And when you were dropping bars and saying your piece that you just did, I was like, this could low-key be like a Christian hip-hop song, because there are so many songs on the radio, and y'all, I dabble in both spaces because it helps me connect with people. Like, there, I dabble in the secular space. I dabble with Christian hip hop. I love Lecrae, Andy Mineo, Tadashi, Tripley, all them. And you know, my Christian hip hop artists, Wande, Corn Hawthorne, and some of those people. But then I also do the country, because I think being exposed to different musics and genre helps you connect with people that you may just meet from a different walk of life. So do you ever see yourself putting these fire bars in like any music?
I actually wanted to do songwriting, because when I was young, I liked to write songs. So maybe God will allow me to collaborate with some people. But yeah, I would love to do some songwriting.
Okay. So if you're out there listening and you need a ghostwriter, or you want to collaborate with a bomb poet, you have Tracy Neal, who is interested. So, you know, connections, collaboration is not the new competition. It's the new way of creating synergies. So I want to put that plug out there, y'all, because I think that piece was dope. So I would love to talk more offline whenever we can. And now I want to throw audible, because I want to give you the chance to talk about the stuff that you're doing that I may not have even asked you, but I don't want the audience to miss out on some goodies. So the floor is yours before we wrap up.
Yes. Currently I'm working on my third children's book. I started a children's book series in 2020. And basically the series is called Lynn Learns Lessons. It's about me, the lessons that I learned. I tried being a certified elementary school teacher for 10 years. So it's going to be 10 books, 10 lessons, positive message for 8 through 12 year olds. And I really wanted to do a book for them, because I feel like that's kind of the generation where they act like they're still not kids. They need to be inspired too. So I wanted to do that for them. And so this one that's going to be coming out in the summer is about caring for others. And it's actually going to be about disabilities. But I try to like do things that are forgotten. So it's these kids that one is deaf and one is blind. So see, that's not something that's really like talked about. So I like to put those things out there that's not really talked about. So I'm excited about this one.
I love it. Congratulations. I actually have two amazing people within my network. It's a father-daughter duo. They're both authors. And the daughter was actually on my show a while back, Haley Moon, who has risen to the occasion after being a victim of bullying. She has several books out now, and now she's the CEO of her own company. And they're truly trailblazers. So I would love to share their link with you so you could check it out, because it may be worth collaborating there. And I'm just so excited to hear that you took the number 10, which was significant for the 10 years you spent to have the 10 book series, and then also weaving in the diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging to capitalize on, you know, those who are deaf and blind, who may not necessarily have a respective space, but you're putting something out there to help other people know about what they go through, but also to show them love in that area. And I think I want to challenge, I love challenging my guests, is what I would love to see you do is create one of the books in Braille for those who are truly blind to be able to read your literary work.
I want that.
And then for those who are deaf, you could put something else in place for them so they could be able to connect and, you know, feel seen and heard and loved. I think, you know, not just having the content out there, but also making it accessible for those, and I like to say with the invisible disabilities. And some people are say, I'm not disabled. I am an able body. And that area is very keen and dear to my heart, because my father ended up being paralyzed from the waist down from medical negligence. And he has since passed. It'll be 3 years. And just to see my dad go from walking to wheelchair bound, it really helped me appreciate those who had a physical disability that were no longer able to do things for themselves. So I have a big heart for people in that space. So I had to contain myself when you said that, because I'm like, they are love and they are not forgotten. And, you know, we just need to shower them with love and hope and let them know you're so alive and you're so real. And there's so many things that you can do, even though you may not necessarily have one sense that somebody else has. So thank you for doing that. And now I want to jump to our CTA, which is our call to action. What is your call to action for the audience today?
It's basically to just go for it. I know sometimes life can seem hard and, you know, it never really feels like the right time to do something that you're really passionate about, but there's nothing like living with regret. Like, regret is harder to deal with than you just going for it. You just never know.
Ooh, yeah, y'all. You never know, and you don't want to have those what ifs, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Just stick it and do it afraid. And if it doesn't scare you, they say that means your dream is not big enough. So keep dreaming and keep just doing it, like, because you never know, the thing that you're doing, it may not catch on right away, but it will catch on and stick, and the right people at the right time will support you and it will take off. But do it because it's something that has been placed on your heart. It's something that you're passionate about. Don't just do it because other people say, hey, you would be good at this, because then that could also conjure up resentment. And Tracy, I know you're not on social media, but how can the audience connect with you if they want to learn more about, you know, some of the poetry things that you have going on?
The easiest way is my website. I call it my one-stop shop, and that's TracyNeilSpeakerPoet.com.
And there you have it. You just heard from Tracy Neil. She dropped bars. We talked about finding your voice, overcoming rejection, and just doing it. As Nike says, just do it. But we can't say that. We don't want to be sued. I don't own the rights of that. But y'all, I just want you to really capitalize on who you are. What is it that you were called to do? How does God or the universe speak to you? And what is holding you back? Go on a writing journey and write it down, type it out, and really spend some time connecting with yourself internally, whether it's 5, 10, or 15 minutes, to find clarity, focus, and regain some momentum so you can get back on the right track. I believe in you. Tracy believes in you. And I need you to believe in yourself. I need you to go up to bat, hit the heck out of that ball, and hit a home run. The home run is for you and everyone else in your life who is looking up to you and counting on you, because life is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and you have to pass the baton to somebody else. So lay the foundation, build that legacy, because you are here. Don't just wait for life to pass you by and you to say, man, if I was younger or what up. No, your time is now. I need you to pull up and pop out. I am Genesis Amaris Kemp. My lovely guest today was Tracy Neil. Make sure you subscribe and follow the podcast. We're on 40 plus platforms. You can become a brand sponsor. It is a paid sponsorship, but it will help fuel the mission and movement, which is to continue to bring you content that is educational, inspirational, and motivational, while also weaving in the very importance of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And for those of you that want to see the lovely guest, it's available on YouTube by just going to Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, the name of the show, and you'll find this lovely podcast recording with the video, as well as some others. I hope you have a blessed and prosperous day. Signing out, Genesis Amaris Kemp and
Tracy Neil.
Peace, y'all.